News, I'm Rich Thomason. All eyes on the Granite State today as voters in New Hampshire cast ballots in this year's leadoff presidential primary. White House correspondent Greg Clugston says it's a two-person Republican race.
Donald Trump and Nikki Haley made final appeals heading into the first-in-the-nation primary. Trump was joined on stage last night by three of his former opponents who have now endorsed him: Tim Scott, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Doug Burgum. Meanwhile, Haley stumped for votes alongside Chris Sununu, New Hampshire's popular Republican governor. It's an uphill battle for Haley, who trails Trump in the polls.
And Mr. Trump claims that Haley is getting a helping hand from the other side of the aisle in this open primary.
Democrats are not supposed to be voting in Republican primaries. Do we agree?
So, Haley tells the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt that she is looking beyond New Hampshire regardless of today's outcome.
We're going to go on to my sweet state of South Carolina, and they're going to vote, and then we're going to go on further. And I think, you know, that's democracy. That's exactly what makes America strong, and that's what we're going to continue to focus on. But we feel very good about where we are.
There's a Democrat primary as well, but President Biden's name is not on the ballot because he advocated having South Carolina lead off the primary season. Democrats can vote for Dean Phillips or Marianne Williamson, or they can do a Biden write-in vote. Also at SRNNews.com, 21 Israeli soldiers have died in an attack in Gaza. Three others were killed elsewhere, the largest number of Israeli troops killed in a single day since the start of the war. NATO signing a $1.2 billion contract for tens of thousands of artillery rounds to replenish the dwindling supplies of its member countries. The stockpiles being drained as the Allies supply Ukraine the ongoing war with Russia. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 32 points, NASDAQ futures up 47. This is SRN News. The Dallas-based T.D. Jakes Foundation was a vision of longtime pastor T.D. who created the foundation to help lift children in underserved communities into what he hoped would be life-changing experiences. The foundation is composed of successful business leaders who have demonstrated a passion for creating a culture of inclusion. Former Wells Fargo Bank executive Kelly Cornish is the foundation's president and CEO.
If you expose kids to engineering, the sciences, rockets, things that they normally as a community would not gravitate to, then the hope is that there will be a pull through. They'll go to college, they'll come out and get that job. And these are the jobs in AI and all of the technologies that we talk about can literally change the trajectory of their families.
Cornish adds that the T.D. Jakes Foundation is closing the opportunity gap for the next generation in underrepresented communities. More details can be found at tdjfoundation.org. This is SRN News. The Mexican government demands an investigation into the use of American military-grade weapons by the drug cartels.
Mexico's army is finding belt-fed machine guns, rocket launchers, and grenades that are not sold for civilian use in the United States. The Mexican army says it has seized more than 200 automatic machine guns, dozens of grenade and rocket launchers from drug cartels in recent years. Foreign Relations Secretary Alicia Bárcena saying Mexico's defense secretary has warned the U.S. about weapons that are for the exclusive use of the U.S. Army. The cartels have openly displayed some of their weapons on social media. Homemade armored vehicles and bomb-dropping drones have also been used against the military. I'm Norman Hall.
A man suspected of shooting and killing eight people in suburban Chicago fatally shot himself after a confrontation with U.S. Marshals at a Texas gas station. SRNNews.com.